So my partner, Danny, got diagnosed with stage 4 stomach cancer in October last year. Yeah. He's been having a lot of chemotherapy and stuff since, and the hospital have said that there's not much more we can do for him. He's just been asked for palliative care now. He's only 32. We've obviously got 2 young daughters as well. We've got Honey, who's 3, and Betty, who's 7.
Yeah.
So they told us we need to just basically tell our girls and stuff, and I still haven't managed to do that yet, to be honest.
Yeah.
I can't even bring myself
to imagine how that would go.
No, I couldn't tell them. So we've been looking into everything since, and we found a clinic in Mexico that's got a very good success rate with this stage of cancer, treating people.
Right.
A lady actually went into a remission in the same stage as Gary, in the same area and stuff. So we were absolutely over the moon with this. There's a cost to it, which is £42,000.
Okay.
So we launched like a GoFundMe page last week, and it's done really well. We've had amazing, absolutely amazing support from everyone. It's been absolutely brilliant. And then on, it was a Friday.
Is it all been a blur since Friday? Ben. Yeah. So Friday, Christy comes on the radio on Radio City and wins £31,000.
I couldn't believe it. I got a call. She was absolutely hysterical, screaming, crying. Christy and Selby have been all like friends since childhood, really.
Yeah.
And she rang me, and I couldn't even understand her. She was screaming the phone down, crying. And I just heard, I've won money. So then the phone went down. And she sort of rang me back and then explained that she'd won the call with Radio City.
It's moments like this, Sophie, where myself and Dave, these are the things we'll remember for the rest of our lives. And the people listening to this, the same thing. Do you remember when that girl won the cash?
Exactly.
To save her best friend's husband's life?
Yeah, she's given us a massive amount towards it. I think her and her mum were gonna split it or something, and they've decided to just give us
amazing
amount. So we only need we'll need not much at all now to get.
Okay, well, listen, Sophie, this is amazing. Like Leanne says, this is. When you hear people being frivolous with it, you're like, oh, congratulations. But when you hear stories like this, it's amazing. So you've almost got there thanks to the cash register and thanks to Christy. So if anyone's listening out and wants to help you get the final little bit, give out the address of your GoFundMe page and let's see if we can get you past that winning post and get Gary to Mexico. So go on.
That would just be absolutely amazing. It's Gary's Journey. It's called Gary's Journey. And I don't know whether if we could send you the link or something, would you be able to put it on your page?
Yeah, of course we can. Yeah. But you can always go to the GoFundMe and look for Gary's Journey. But yeah, definitely send it to us.
Tag us, we'll retweet, we'll share, we'll get it out there.
I really can't thank, honest to God, everybody involved enough. And obviously Christy and Selby and her mum as well.
We are delighted to be a part of this story. So thank you so much for talking to us.
And I hope it all goes well. I hope Gary gets out there and it all gets sorted out.
Gary.
Really are thinking of you. Well, thank you for listening, Sophie. Have a great week. Cheers, lovely.
Thank you.